I'm Alan, that's Ada, and this is the AI Papers podcast from Pocket Pod.
Today, we're diving into some fascinating new research that's pushing the boundaries of what AI can do, from groundbreaking language models to innovative ways to rank and optimize web agents.
We'll glance at Recurrent Gemma, leveraging Google's Griffin architecture for efficient language task performance, and Wilbur, which is changing the game in web agent research with its novel approach.
Not to forget FerretV2's advancements in visual understanding and the insightful discussion on synthetic data for training more robust AI models.
And there's HGRN2, introducing a clever twist on expanding model capabilities without the extra computational heft. It's a thrilling time for AI research, and we can't wait to unpack these developments with you.
This podcast is brought to you by Pocket Pod, the only place to get podcasts made just for you. Imagine getting a daily news podcast that greets you by name, tells you your weather, and an overview of your day, and then stories you actually care about. Head over to pocketpod.app to sign up today.
Today, we're delving into Recurrent Gemma, a cutting-edge language model built on Google's Griffin architecture. Griffin stands out by blending linear recurrences with local attention mechanisms, offering a promising approach to language tasks.
Right. The cool part about Griffin is its fixed-sized state, which is a game-changer for memory efficiency. This means it can handle long sequences without gobbling up memory, making it both powerful and practical for real-world applications.
Exactly, Ada. Recurrent Gemma comes in two flavors, a pre-trained model and an instruction-tuned variant, both boasting 2 billion non-embedding parameters. What's impressive is their performance. They match up to the Gemma 2B model in benchmarks despite being trained on significantly fewer tokens.
That's fascinating. It suggests that the Griffin architecture isn't just about keeping memory use in check. It's also incredibly effective at learning from data more efficiently. In practical terms, this could mean faster training times and lower computational costs for similar or even superior performance.
Absolutely. For developers and companies leveraging AI for language-related tasks, like translation, content generation, or even complex question-answering systems, Recurrent Gemma offers a compelling option that balances efficiency with high performance. Today, we're diving into the world of web agent research with a fresh study titled Wilbur, An Approach for Web Interaction. The core challenge here is making web agents that are not only accurate but can generalize across the vast diversity of website structures. Traditional methods and learning techniques haven't quite cracked this problem yet.
Right, Alan. What makes Wilbur stand out is its unique blend of a differentiable ranking model alongside a novel instruction synthesis technique. This combo helps in crafting the perfect prompt for large language models based on past task demonstrations. It's like giving the AI a more focused way to learn from its history, enhancing both accuracy and generalizability.
And they didn't stop there. They introduced an intelligent backtracking mechanism that essentially allows Wilbur to learn from its mistakes and make better decisions moving forward. It's akin to teaching the agent to navigate through its choices more wisely.
The results speak volumes. On the Web Voyager benchmark, Wilbur outperformed text-only models by 8% overall and showed remarkable improvements of up to 36% on specific websites. Interestingly, it even came close to matching the performance of some robust multimodal models, which is impressive given that Wilbur only processes textual inputs.
Although it's exciting to see such advancements, it's worth noting that a significant number of failures were attributed to technical challenges in web operation rather than flaws in Wilbur's approach. This highlights an ongoing struggle in AI research where engineering limitations can bottleneck potential breakthroughs.
Absolutely, Alan. While Wilbur marks a significant step forward in making web agents more adaptable and efficient, it also sheds light on the broader challenges of applying AI in real-world settings. The balance between theoretical innovation and practical application remains delicate but crucial for future progress in the field.
Today we're diving into the latest in AI research with an exciting update named FerretV2. This new model is a leap forward for large language models, or LLMs, that work with images. Essentially, it's about making these AI systems more adept at understanding and referring to specific parts of an image. Think of it as teaching the AI to not just look at a picture, but to really see the details and talk about them accurately.
Right. The original Ferret was already a step in that direction, helping AI models get better at linking what they see in an image to what they're discussing or asked about. But Ferret had its limitations, like struggling with high-resolution images or not performing well across a wide range of tasks. Enter Ferret V2. It addresses these issues head-on with three major updates. First, it can now handle images of any resolution, which means it can understand pictures in much finer detail than before.
That's a big deal because higher resolution means more information. But how does Ferret V2 manage this? Through its second key design upgrade, multi-granularity visual encoding. By incorporating an additional encoder called Dino V2, Ferret V2 gets better at grasping both the big picture and the tiny details within an image. This capability allows it to understand diverse contexts within visuals much more effectively.
And don't forget the third innovation, a three-stage training paradigm. This new approach adds high-resolution dense alignment on top of the existing image caption alignment and instruction tuning stages. What this means in practice is that Ferret V2 doesn't just match whole images to descriptions, but aligns specific, high-res parts of an image to text, making its understanding and references much more precise.
The results from experiments with Ferret V2 are impressive. It significantly outperforms both its predecessor and other leading methods in tasks that require detailed visual processing and referring capabilities. This makes it not only a solid advancement for academic research, but also potentially revolutionary for real-world applications, where detail-oriented visual understanding is crucial, like in medical imaging analysis or highly detailed surveillance work.
Absolutely, Alan. The ability to dissect and discuss images in granular detail opens up numerous possibilities across various fields requiring precise visual recognition and descriptive capabilities. It's these kinds of advancements that push the boundary of what AI can do for us in practical settings.
Today, we're diving into an intriguing paper that discusses a hot topic in AI, synthetic data. At its core, the paper outlines how synthetic data can act as a substitute for real-world data, especially when that real-world data is hard to come by due to issues like privacy concerns or high acquisition costs.
Right. Synthetic data isn't just about creating numbers out of thin air. It's about crafting data that closely mirrors real-world phenomena, so AI models can learn from it as if it were the real deal. The paper sheds light on how this approach is not just a workaround, but a potential powerhouse for training more robust AI systems.
Exactly, Ada. And what stands out is the paper's focus on the three big Fs of synthetic data: factuality, fidelity, and fairness. This means ensuring the generated data truly represents the complexities of real-world information without introducing biases. A tall order, but critical for building trustworthy AI models.
Speaking of trustworthiness, the paper doesn't shy away from discussing the ethical side of things. It underscores the importance of responsible synthetic data usage. We're talking about making sure that as we generate these data sets, we're keeping inclusivity and integrity at the forefront to avoid amplifying existing inequalities.
And in terms of applications, the sky's the limit. From healthcare, where patient privacy is paramount, to financial services requiring massive amounts of secure transactional data, synthetic data could revolutionize how we approach AI training across industries while navigating those ever-present privacy and scarcity hurdles.
It's an exciting step forward, but not without its challenges. This paper doesn't just celebrate what synthetic data can do. It lays down a roadmap for tackling its complexities head-on. That's something any AI enthusiast or developer dealing with dataset constraints should find invaluable.
Today, we're diving into a fascinating piece of research titled Hierarchically Gated Linear RNN, HGRN, by Chin et al., 2023. This study introduces an innovative approach to language modeling, image classification, and more, using a recurrent neural network architecture that's been enhanced for better performance and efficiency.
Right, Alan. The original HGRN showed promise with its training speed and performance, but it had a limitation. The size of its recurrent state was pretty small, which capped its ability to express complex patterns or information. Now, what's exciting is how they've tackled this issue.
Exactly, Ada. They drew inspiration from linear attention mechanisms to expand the recurrent state size dramatically without adding extra parameters. It's like packing a bigger punch without increasing the weight you have to carry.
That sounds like a smart move. By using an outer product-based state expansion mechanism, they've managed to significantly boost the expressive power of HGRN without sacrificing efficiency or requiring more hardware resources for training.
And their extensive experiments show some impressive results. The upgraded version, HGRN2, not only surpasses its predecessor, but also outperforms other heavyweights in the field like Mamba and Llama Architecture Transformer in language modeling tasks, albeit by a slight margin.
What stands out to me is how HGRN2 holds its own against other open source models with 3 billion parameters in downstream evaluation tasks while using fewer training tokens. That's a big deal because it suggests we can achieve competitive performance in AI models while being more resource efficient.
Absolutely. This kind of innovation pushes us closer to creating AI systems that are not only powerful, but also accessible and sustainable. It's these incremental steps that cumulatively lead to leaps in technology advancement. And that was the AI Papers podcast for Friday, April 12th, 2024. Thanks for listening, and we will see you tomorrow.